Caesars Sportsbook is the only sportsbook app with Caesars rewards. That means, win or lose, every bet you place brings you closer to the type of perks only Caesars can offer. So download the app using promo code RadioDYW. Place your first bet of $1 or more for a chance to double your winnings on your next 10 bets. Open to new users in Tennessee who are 21 or older. Max bet of $25 for doubled winnings. Max, additional winnings of $2,500 per bet. Profit boost tokens expire 14 days after receipt. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to Push Push. I'm Danielle Davis.
I'm Shannon Kessler.
We are your girlfriend's guide to Formula One racing. And we're back.
Yep.
After a little break.
Yeah. Back from Canada. Good old Canada. Looking like a fun track to be at that, once again, we did not attend.
No. We did not make it to Canada. Nobody invited us to Montreal, which was frankly rude, but.
So rude. We keep asking and yet.
No one is responding. So
the inboxes are down to zero.
Yeah, Canada wasn't my favorite weekend.
No,
kind of glad we didn't get invited because it was not for me.
No, ma'am, it was not. No, ma'am, it was not.
It's not for me. It's not for
any Ferrari fan, really.
It was not for the Ferrari. It's not for the Ferrari.
Was not a happy bunch of horses after Canada.
What? And like, well, how? Why? Like, we're coming from such a high, and then it was like trash bags, like nothing.
Did they like forget a piece of the Ferrari in Monaco? Did it not make it onto the DHL plane when it crossed over into Canada? Like, I don't really know what happened between last weekend or the past, like last race and this past race, because it looked like neither car looked great. Neither driver looked particularly well.
No, they were both
trash.
Yeah. Did you guys bring a different car? Did you guys pack the wrong one? Like, what happened?
I think they did. I honestly think that is what happened. They're like, yeah, we're going to pack the demo and forget the real one.
Yeah. It was not it. But the McLaren continues to impress.
It really did. It looked great. And there were some very helpful moments for me in that race. In fact, our friend, well, it looked helpful. It looked hopeful for Mercedes.
Oh, you said hopeful. I thought you said helpful. And I was like,
no, not helpful. Hopeful.
I was like, what was helpful?
And then... No, it looked hopeful. The McLaren looked hopeful. The Mercedes looked hopeful. I was full of hope for about 15 minutes. And then that was it.
Yeah. I mean, well, they're letting Lewis's car collect dust, and they don't care about Lewis anymore.
No.
And he doesn't care about them.
No, I was going to say the sentiment is reciprocated. And he's like, I no longer care about these bunch of yahoos either. So just put me in the car.
Did you watch his Hot Ones?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
In the Hot Ones, he essentially is like, I hate it here.
Yeah.
In Frank PR terms, like, he kind of hit it, but they were like, when's the most frustrating time like you've had in the car or like had as a driver? And he's like, right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, no, I hate it. It sucks. Like, he didn't say that, but it's what his eyes said.
That's, yeah. We all read between the subtext of the text. We know how he feels.
He was like, I don't like it. I'm not having fun. I am not enjoying this.
This is the worst.
And do not recommend.
No. I mean, any future Mercedes drivers has got to be looking at that being like, do I want to go here? Like, should I? I don't know.
Well, I mean, what they're doing with George looks good. So, I mean, they probably do want to go there.
You know, George is his own character because for the love, that kid, I don't even know.
Do you still hate him with the fire of 1,000 infernos?
Yes, I do. And okay, when he jumped on his car.
I just think that's important for us to
yeah,
like
the hatred is still there. It is still burning so high. and when he jumped on his car and did his dumb T George stance after he got pulled, I never wanted to kick somebody off of a car so fast in my life. I was like, get down. You look like an idiot.
Act like you've been there before.
Right?
It's giving Rush the Court energy.
In the worst way. Exactly. It's like, quit doing. Honestly, the pose could just live on its own. You don't ever have to recreate it again. You've already done it once. We don't need to see you do it ever again. It just lives on the internet, and that's where it should stay. It doesn't need to come back in for you to stand on a car and do it. It's just now you've ruined it. It was funny before, and now you've ruined it.
And also the place to recreate it is not there. Like the place to recreate it is like at the club after you've won the race and you're like giggly and loose with your boys and you're just being silly. Like it's not the, that's not the place.
Not getting pole after qualifying. No, like that ain't it.
It's loser energy.
Yes. Yes. But do you think Carmen sees it? Do you think she's like, oh God, I'm in too deep?
Or
like, she's just like,
I'm sure it gave her a little of the ick.
Yeah.
But she's hitched her wagon. And honestly, like, if that's the ickiest thing, I could get past it. He's so rich.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't, she's not. I don't always say this without sounding like an asshole. You know what? I'm just being an asshole. She could do better. I mean, it's not like she couldn't find another rich man if she wanted one. She's also seems to be doing pretty good herself. She could be a rich woman and be fine with that too. So I don't really know that she's stuck with George as like, I don't know. I just like, Carmen, get out. Like, just go. Just go.
I think that she finds it endearing.
Hmm. Oh, well,
that's what my bet would be.
Okay. Bless her little heart then, I guess. I don't know. I just, he's too much for me. He's too much.
Well, he's apparently too much for Max and Lando too. The little side eye they gave him post-race was kind of funny.
I have never felt more connected to two drivers that I don't like than in that photo. I was like, finally, hi, Max and Lando, thank you. Thank you. Because I also agree with exactly how you're looking at George right now.
Max and Lando are kind of like the plastics. They're like Regina and Gretchen Wieners, and and they did not invite George to sit with them for the rest of the week.
No, they did.
They're
not. Like, how did you get here? And I mean, you know, George, he drove the Mercedes great until he didn't, and it was his dumbass mistakes that gave up that first place. And I was like, you know what? Whatever, just drive. Just drive. And then the Mercedes decision to put George on the mediums and Lewis on the hards. And then, I don't know, George overtaking Lewis to get on podium. I'm like, you know what? Fuck Mercedes at this point.
Well, the tire strategy this past weekend was a real, I mean,
question mark.
Well, it was just like a whole, we were all doing everything. Like everyone was, we were on inters, we were on wets, we were on mediums, we were on hards. Like it was a real lesson in tires.
It was. And
with a Y.
In fact, actually had this conversation with your friend Josh, Rebel Josh, that we were at a swim meet. His kids were swimming against my kids at the swim meet, and we were watching it on TV. And he was asking about tires. He's like, you might know this. Why are some going on inters and some going on wets? And I'm like, actually, it's a great question. We've devoted plenty of time to tires on this. And you know who got it right? Haas. Haas got it right with when I saw K-Mag in fourth place. I was like,
what a time that was. I was hoping that they would keep it going the whole race. I knew there was no chance, but
no.
I felt alive watching the Haas just climb the ranks.
I did too. Both Haases out there just overtaken on those big ass, heavy ass, wet tires. And they're like,
and then all of a sudden it was like, did they go to inters or did they go to mediums?
No, well, they stayed on the wets and the track dried up, and that's where they were like, and that was a short-lived success. Yeah.
They were hoping for a safety car situation, like flag, so they could have fixed that, you know, and sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't.
Well, we just, even if it's glimpses for Haas, we're happy for it. So it's fine.
We're hopeful for Haas.
We're hopeful for Haas. Always. And in those moments, in those laps, when they were in fourth and I think eighth place, maybe?
Seventh. Yeah. I think at one point those may have been fourth and seventh.
It was wild. And I'm like, this is amazing.
It was a real weird. Everything about this race was a little bit upside down because other than, you know, Max, but like the whole starting order for qualies was, I mean, after qualies was crazy too. Like, you know, they continue to sabotage Sergio Perez's car. So he started in what, like 15? Like he can't even make it out of Q1 lately. No. They're like, we're not even going to let you get to Q2.
I saw some statistic that it was like Logan Sargeant has been outqualified by his teammate 100% of the time that he's been in Formula One, but Logan Sargeant has outqualified Sergio Perez 6 times in his Formula One career. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yikes.
Yikes. A million.
Yeah.
Because when it goes bad for Sergio, it doesn't go like 10th. It doesn't go 12th. It goes bad.
It does.
It goes to the basement.
You are absolutely correct on that. There's no gray area. He's either winning or he's dead on the street.
Like, it's not like a Lewis Hamilton, like back in the day when he was always on like pole, or he'd like every once in a while drop to like 6th. No, we are not even making it to we're not making it to Q3. Like we're stuck.
Which is wild to me that Red Bull re-signed his contract. I mean, I'm honestly, I think it's the money. I think it's the amount of sponsorships that come with Sergio that Red Bull's like, and we need those to pay for Max. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
it's certainly not because of they're impressed with what he's doing on the track right now.
No, I think it's just more of a like the devil you know as opposed to the devil you don't. Like they,
yeah,
at this point, like, I think they probably wanted to get Carlos and like that didn't necessarily work out. And so they're kind of like things fell apart in a way that didn't really go their way there. So they're like, well, we don't need to force a fit with somebody else. Let's like take a little bit more time. This guy's fine. This guy's fine. Like if he knows the lay of the land, you know, why start over from scratch right now?
I guess. Do you think Ripple is? Do you think they're crumbling?
Oh no! I mean, maybe. I mean, crumbling. There are crumbles.
There are crumbles.
But I don't think they're crumbling.
I mean, because according to Zach Brown, you know, they're like falling apart from the inside out, and it's, you know, Adrian Newey's like once he leaves, like the whole operation is going to trickle down.
I mean, I could see that happening, but I think there's too much money and too much structure in place for them to be totally crumbling. I'm on Team Crumbles.
Team Crumbles. Okay.
But I think it's like where things are crumbling, where we can still like spackle them back up on the wall.
Okay.
I do think we have some foundational issues, but not.
Yeah.
That's so bad. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's too early to tell. Maybe we just need a little bit more intel of what's going to happen. But I mean, I losing Adrian's a big deal. Not that he is the only person on that team that makes the, you know, aerodynamic success happen. There's a great team that he's built. I'm just curious how many of those people will leave if Adrian leaves. You know, it's like when your favorite coworker goes, you're like, how much do I really like this job? Like, do I like it or do I really like
it? Is there anything worse than when your favorite coworker leaves somewhere?
Oh, God, it's depressing. You're like,
it's so depressing. Like, how do I live? Yeah. I don't know. I think there's too much at stake for them to fully. I mean, the same thing could be said about like Mercedes. Do we think that they are? I think they're more crumbling than Red Bull.
I don't know. I mean, they went from like Red Bull's at the top. And yes, Mercedes was at the top, but it was like a slow. It's been a slow decline. I think like the Red Bull tumble, they got further to go right now when they drop off.
Of course.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see.
But you could argue that Mercedes started to crumble a little before, like,
yeah,
that they started like maybe two years before, like the, you know, we don't talk about Abu Dhabi, but like that it could have, it started really like the decline there was maybe before, but it was just,
it was gradual.
Yeah. It was gradual. And we were still really invested and exciting because it was like their decline met the Red Bull ascent and made for really fun times.
Exactly. Now it's just depressing all over the grid and we don't know where to find joy anymore.
I mean, I'm still riding the joy of Monaco. So
as you should, as you should. Yes.
You know, just I'm holding that one in my heart and I'm keeping it close with me. And you'll not, no one will ever steal that joy from me.
No.
I just think that, like, I think that if we, I don't, I think Red Bull has some issues, but I don't think they are, like, the wheels are off.
Okay. All right. Well, I think it's going to be interesting. I don't think they're, like, crumbling tomorrow, but I'm watching. I got my binoculars out. I am watching front row. Ready to see it.
You're waiting for the demise.
Waiting.
I mean, I think that it's less about, I think if Max left Red Bull, then full crumbled.
Yeah. I honestly think that that contract just has to be ironclad and that's why he's in the seat right now. Like, if Adrian leaves, he doesn't like Christian Horner, you know, Helmut's already told us how much the place sucks on the inside and how terrible Christian is. And I mean, that contract just has to hit him real hard in the bank account for him to be like, I can't get out of this.
Well, you also have to be like, is somebody else going to pay me that much?
Right. Right.
Like, who else is in a position? Yeah. And who
else would be the only other team? And I mean, Ferrari doesn't need him. I mean, they're like,
Ferrari doesn't, like, we're good. We're happy over here. Exactly. So, I mean, that's the other thing. It's another one of those, like, the devil you know, the devil you don't type thing. Like, he's like, well, this is where I'm at. I also think that if they could get rid of Christian Horner, he could just I feel like Max could build it from the end, like build Red Bull to the specifications he would like it to be at. And I think it would be successful.
I agree with you on that. I just don't think Max cares. I don't think he has the longevity. I don't think he wants to be in it that much longer. I think he's just like, listen. And he said it before. He's like, I don't want to do this forever. I don't want to do this until I'm 40. I want to do other things. I've done all the things I want to do in this sport. So for him, he's like, fuck it. I don't really care what happens.
But like, what are those other things? I have questions. Like, what else is he interested in?
I think different types of motorsports is what he's talked about. Yeah. Like, he's talked about wanting to do the 24-hour Le Mans. He's talked about doing, I think, rally car. I mean, there's, again, very lot. Motorsports is big.
Right, but do you think Max Verstappen is going to come over and, like, he's not coming over to race Indy cars. Like, he's only going to just dabble in, like, a Le Mans here and there, a rally car here and there. Like,
maybe, but maybe that's where he finds his passion, you know? Maybe he's getting relights his fire in a different kind of engine.
I think that a lot of people say that they don't want to do anything for forever and then they leave it and then they miss it and then they come back.
Like Tom Brady?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Michael Jordan, like.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, well, time will tell us. Silly season is almost here, so.
I mean, Sebastian Vettel apparently wants to come back. Like.
Yeah.
You know, there's been rumors of that. So. I'm just saying. Fernando Alonso, like.
He'll never.
Grass isn't always greener.
No. I don't know that there's green grass anywhere in F1 right now.
Well, I mean, I can hit you with the news and notes that may tell you say differently.
Oh, please.
Because the grass or things are looking, you know, if this Williams signs things happen, signs explains pride over future F1 move. Carlos Sainz has remained tight-lipped about potential signing for Williams after James Vowles launched a charm offensive over the Canadian Grand Prix. Carlos Sainz has refused to elaborate on a looming potential switch to Williams, but insists he is proud to be able to decide where he races in 2025. Leaving Ferrari at the end of the season to make way for Lewis Hamilton, Sainz has been tipped with a big money move to stake for 2025 before Audi arrives in 2026, with Nico Hülkenberg already signed up. The Spaniard has not agreed to that deal as yet. with avenues closed to Mercedes and Red Bull, as Andrea Kim Antonelli looks set to replace Hamilton at the former, and Sergio Perez confirmed as staying on at the latter in the buildup to the Canadian Grand Prix. It leaves Sainz with limited options. Basically, I can't elaborate on that because I prefer not to comment, because whatever I tell you, it could be put on a headline, make a story out of, which has already happened. Sainz right. told media, including Racing News 365. I can just tell you that all the options I have and on the table are good options, and I am proud of the fact that I can choose my future in Formula One.
Okay. Well, you know.
But are they really good options?
No.
I'm just saying, it's not great for Carlos, but like, it's great for either Stake or Williams.
Yeah. God. I feel so frustrated right now because the whole justice for Carlos didn't happen so that he could go to Williams. Like, this is not what we had in mind when we were trying to get him into a competitive car. Now we're, I mean, this is what I don't understand. I mean, It's like Valtteri knew when he left Mercedes, he wasn't going to be in a car that allowed him to do what his talents has shown us what he did for the amount of time he was at Mercedes.
Right.
We've seen that. We've seen what he's done in the state car, which has, okay, it's okay.
It's fine.
But
yeah.
Like, you're doing what you can in this car.
Right. He's doing his best.
His best. Yes. So that's what I mean, which I think is just such a hard pill to swallow when you're like, oh, I want to see Carlos do his best in a Williams. Unless there's some package deal we don't know, that's the upgrades are coming to Williams, and I'll be here for them. And they're like, listen, Logan can't handle them. Got it. Okay, cool. So give it to a driver that can. But you know, I'm an Alex Stan, have been from day one, but like, even Alex can't seem to drive that damn car. So like, I don't know what Carlos
is pretty well, though.
I will say, we didn't talk about driver of the day or P1 in the Canadian Grand Prix, but I'm going to tell you, my P1 of the Canadian Grand Prix was the double overtake that Alex Albon had over Daniel Ricciardo and then sweep right past the Alpine.
Oh, that was
when
the little like zoop, zoop, zoop.
Yeah. I was like, yeah.
No, it was super impressive.
It was amazing. I loved it. And I was like, up for my king. This is it. And then we didn't see anything else great happen after that.
Yeah, but it was like,
it was kind of bleak. And then Carlos hit him, and then he got taken out. So,
but the Williams is on the rise. There's no denying.
Yes. Agreed. Where are they in the point? Let's look. Because
I don't know. But like, I mean, okay. Logan's not helping them, but.
No.
And that's mostly because they are like, we really only have enough money to cobble together this one car.
Yeah.
But do you think like if they get Carlos, they could get a lot more money too?
I don't know. Like, maybe. How much money do they need to make the car better? And can Carlos bring it? Or does he just, like, bridge the gap? Does he just get enough money to give Carlos's car all the upgrades? Like,
I mean, the limit does not exist on how much money they need to improve that car.
Yeah.
But my thing is, like, do they think with a more it's undeniable that they are much better than they have been in, you know, the last 2 to 4 years.
Yeah.
How much of that can be attributed to James? How much of that can be attributed to Alex Albon? I think it's probably a little bit of both. I think both of them have maybe helped get some more money. I'm just saying, do we think that like Carlos is where they can get some, you know, some added excitement to continue the rebirth of Williams? And this was part of the Canadian Grand Prix. This news was because they were courting him, I guess, a lot over the Canadian Grand Prix.
I mean, it would be such a win for Williams for sure. I just don't know that that's what I want to see. And again, that's selfishly because I just think he's a better driver than what that car would give him the opportunity to compete in. And I like also as a competitor, I mean, Carlos is a competitive guy in everything that he does, as most, I mean, they all are, but like, I just don't know how frustrated he's going to be in a car that's not going to like rise to the occasion.
Do you think he's waiting to see if they fire like Ocon or somebody else just gets like a mid-season boot?
I mean, Ocon's not going to stay at Alpine. So
I don't think we're
going to
see him in F1 in the next 5 years.
I don't know who would take him. Who would take him? He is a liability. I would take a new kid over Ocon at this point.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Just looking in the constructors right now.
And Ocon is always fighting with people. He's a terrible teammate.
Terrible. There's not one teammate that he's had that we have seen that he has just not had beef with.
And it's like one of those things where it's like, at this point, my friend, we need to look in the mirror.
Right.
Like they all have personality things and can be difficult, but like it's you. You're the problem.
You are the problem, Ocon. So sit down.
Yeah. Sit down. I think he's donezo. I think we see him in like IndyCar.
I wouldn't put him in IndyCar.
Well, I know, but I think somebody might.
I mean, maybe, but like
there's many drivers in IndyCar.
He's such a hothead.
Exponentially more drivers.
Yeah. But the in the constructors, Williams is in ninth place with 2 points, and Alpine is in eighth place with 5 points. So looking at those two, I don't really know.
My thing is Carlos waiting for the Alpine seat?
I don't know. Because, I mean, the rumor with the Visa cash cab car, you know, Sonoda's been re-signed, but Daniel has not. So are they going to take Liam Lawson? Are they going to take Daniel? Or would that seat maybe be waiting for Carlos?
Carlos.
Because that's in the Red Bull family. Like, is he trying to fast track or at least stay in the Red Bull track? Like, I mean, because it sounds like if you go to Williams, you're in the Mercedes family.
You're in the Mercedes, yeah.
So, like, I see both sides of, like, okay, you know. And Papa Sainz is smart. Smart cookie.
Yeah.
Businessman, does his thing, knows his shit. So it's like, okay, well, I've seen the writing at the wall at Red Bull, so we're going to stay out of that family tree. So let's see what it looks like over in the Mercedes family tree. I don't know. I mean, which would make sense why you went.
Maybe it goes back to my first story is maybe they see the writing on the wall in the Red Bull family and they're like, well, no, we guys got to ride this out because we're going to build it from the inside out.
Maybe. I don't know, man. I mean, because is the Aston Martin seat open? Because is Fernando, he hasn't signed anything.
No, Fernando's locked in.
Is he?
I think it's Stroll that's maybe like, who knows?
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I mean. From everything I've seen, well, you want to know, here's the answer.
Okay.
Stroll addresses where his head's at over 2025 plans amid driver market developments. Lance Stroll has given an update on his F1 future amid further moves in the driver market, with the Canadian voicing his intention to be a part of Aston Martin's continued growth going forward. So he's not taking up tennis or cricket or whatever other things he might be interested in. Stroll first joined the squad back in 2019, blah, blah, blah. In terms of his own plans going forward, Stroll reiterated his commitment to remaining on the grid in 2025 as the team continues to build with recent developments, including their new factory at Silverstone. He's keen to continue his partnership with the team. He acknowledged that there's still further work for them to do in order to maintain a consistent level of progress through the season. Now, he could say that and his dad could still can him.
True.
But, I mean, the likelihood of that happening is not.
Correct. Yeah.
It's not high. Like
I feel like if Lawrence would have done it, he would have done it by now.
Yeah, I agree too. And I think he would have given him a nice out for it. Created some other opportunity for him. Really, if they wanted to get rid of him, they should have done it when the tennis rumors were swirling.
Right.
Well, and then they should have actually doubled down and had him try. And then it would have failed. But we would have all been interested in it for a little bit. And it would have distracted everyone. And then he could have just sailed into the sunset of doing whatever he wanted to do next.
Right. Well, Lance is going to be an uncle because I don't know if you saw, but Chloe is pregnant. Or in Scotty and I have a little baby. Yeah.
That's exciting.
So maybe, it doesn't really matter because her dad is Lawrence. And so regardless, they'll have a little baby in the garage, you know.
Yeah. I'm excited for another little bebe in the garage.
Oh, I love it.
Garage
the future,
bebe.
The F1 futures.
Yeah, I don't think we're losing Lance.
No. I'd like him to get out that seat though.
Yeah, I would too. I think it would make things a lot more interesting. I think Aston Martin has so much potential to be a major disruptor on the grid.
Yes.
And I don't think that's going to happen with Lance.
I mean, you're going to probably audibly gasp when I say this out loud, but like, I would love nothing more than a Yuki Fernando duo at Aston Martin.
No, I know. You've aired these opinions and I like them. My personal preference is a Pierre Fernando.
It's a good one.
Partnership. I think that Pierre could do some good work. And I think poor Pierre is being like lost in that Alpine that is a trash monster. But,
oh gosh.
It is. It's terrible. And I like, it's the same as Valtteri in the stake. Like, they're doing their best. But
that's true. Well, I don't think Joe's been signed. And I think that's kind of like the rumor, too, is like, where is he going to get re-signed?
Great that you brought that up, because I had another article
perfect.
On that.
Okay.
Joe Guan Yu's $30 million backing makes him a surprise Haas F1 contender. Sauber F1 driver Zhou Guanyu has emerged as a surprise contender to join Haas for the 2025 season. According to German outlet Amus, Zhou is one of several candidates to join Haas. Oli Bierman is all but confirmed to join Haas for next year, but the identity of his teammate is still unclear. Zhou brings a reported $35 to $40 million from his Chinese backers, making him an attractive option for Haas. And Gene want that money.
Oh, Gene want that money real bad.
While the Chinese driver has struggled for form on track, the performance of Sauber has been disappointing, with teammate Valtteri Bottas also failing to score points in the opening nine rounds of the year. Zhou's financial backing is substantial, and with links to the Chinese market, he could prove to be an asset to Haas. So, as mentioned in the same report, Esteban Ocon is also being considered by Haas after he agreed to part ways with Alpine. But, like, are we really? Because, like, why?
Why? You agreed to part ways.
Options.
You got fired. Like,
well, that's like one where they like let him save face, basically. Yeah. But there you go. So there's the other option there.
Wow.
I mean, he does have all the money.
He does. That's that would make me want you to come to my team too.
You know, Gene wants that money. That's why they
needs that money.
That's why they did Schumacher at one point, because they were like, well, German businesses.
Yeah.
Let's get the money.
Let's do it.
Now they're just like, whatever. We don't need to be German anymore.
We just need people who can
drive Chinese now.
Thanks.
They're like, change Haas to,
right.
How do you spell Haas in Mandarin? It's like, that's
right.
Change the logo. Change it all.
We need it. We need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gene will be like, give me my Mandarin name. That's
right.
Fine.
This is great.
You know how, like, when sometimes when Asian people come over, they choose American names?
Yes.
Gene is like, I'm going, give me my
Chinese name. Thank you so much. Yeah.
And then bring me all the money. Because at this point, like, it is what it is. Yeah. I'm just saying, this whole driver back, like, that, there's just not enough silliness to make it fun.
Agreed.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. It feels tedious.
Yes, it's kind of stressful at this point, and it's you're right. Like, they've taken the joy out of the driver trades.
Yeah, and it's like not happening with anybody that I'm, super attached to. I mean, I am really attached to Valtteri Bottas, but I'm pretty sure Valtteri just wants to go ride bikes.
He'll be fine wherever he goes. He will find joy in all of that. He's like, it's fine. Put me wherever.
No, he'll be fine. He's like, going to take his money. He's going to go do cycling. He's going to have his businesses. And I will support him in whatever he pursues.
Same.
But yeah. I need more, like, I need a big, like, a big shoe to drop.
Yeah.
You think Daniel Ricciardo stays?
No.
Yeah.
I think
that's the big one that drops. Like, when that one drops, then I think we start ping-ponging.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, it's still, like, we're still early in the season, but I don't know that he's done enough out of the gate for someone to be like,
well, let's
I'm
keep
keeping him.
Him
close.
Well,
him close.
He's expensive and not doing great.
Well, I mean, he had a great race this weekend. I mean,
yeah, he did.
He didn't do terrible. So that was fine. And he didn't crash the car, which was also great. So
10 out of 10, yeah.
We're excited about that. But yeah, I mean, although I will say, I think the cash cab is looking good. I mean, it's fighting people back there. So, like, both drivers, you know.
I do just like that we've decided that we just call it the cash cab.
Because it sounds better than V-carb. I mean, what is that? It sounds everyone like you're that. Counting your macros and you need a V-carb to hit your goal. And I'm not with that. So I'd rather cash cab.
A V-carb. We could call it what Blake, my daughter, calls Visa. Visa.
Visa. I love it.
We could call it the Visa. The Visa RB.
Visa RB. That might be it. That's it. Thank you. That's another,
but I like the cash cab. No, I'm down with the cash cab. I just think that it's fun that we've leaned in and you're like, this is what I call it now. I'm going to call you Caddy. Yeah.
No, you are. That's where we're at.
They really should lean into that too and do a crossover with the cash cab.
I don't know why we don't have that. I mean, I really thought out of all places it would make sense. I do think an F1, like, give it to me in Austin. Like it would crush. Mm-hmm.
It would crush in Vegas too, because in Austin, yes, we all know that it's too hard to get a cab to go to and from the track. But in Vegas, it would be better. It,
you know, you'd have a better shot of getting a rickshaw. Well, that would be in Miami. Those are everywhere, yeah, in Miami. But yeah, the Vegas cash cab would be fantastic.
It would be. It would be great. I was just in Vegas and I did see the paddock too. Drove, ooh, right past it.
Was it lovely?
I mean, it just looked like it kind of looked like an empty airport hangar or something, yeah, like, you know, like it looks, yeah, like just looks like an empty building, mm-hmm, in the context that it's in right now. But I imagine, yeah, it's very cool. And
I still, you know, get angry when I think about the beginning of that race when the manhole killed Carlos's car and then he got a penalty, like, and they never even paid anybody back for it. I'm like, this is so rude. Like, you come to someone's house and their house attacks you, you at least offer to pay for the damages, or at least, like,
that was,
can I help, when we saw, can I help Fred, you with that? They're like, no, you need to get back 10 penalty. I'm like, fuck, so rude.
Fred really shined.
Yeah, Fred was big mad. He was mega mad, as we like to say.
Oh yeah, mega.
Mega man.
George was mega happy after this race, though.
God, he was.
But speaking of George, my last news and note is an article from, and I'm going to link this in our stories, but from Elizabeth Blackstock, who's a, you know, she's a big F1 writer. Uh-huh. George Russell isn't ready to lead Mercedes F1. And I know that this is something you can co-sign.
What's his contract extension? Do you know? Like, how long?
I'm not sure, but George Russell may have started the 2024 Formula One Canadian Grand Prix from pole position, but the Mercedes driver struggled to make the most of changeable race conditions to maintain that lead. Instead, a series of lockups and contact with other drivers meant Russell could only finish in third place. Not a bad result, of course, but certainly not one befitting of next year's Mercedes team leader. With Lewis Hamilton heading off to Scuderia Ferrari in 2025, Russell is naturally set to inherit Hamilton's role as team leader, a role that will become particularly critical should Mercedes confirm the rumors that it intends to sign teenage racer Kimi Antonelli. The team leader role isn't strictly defined by any metrics, but it's a critical one nonetheless. The lead driver from each team is the one with whom the team centers its strategy, with the assumption that this is the driver most capable of either securing a World Drivers' Championship or of securing the highest possible finish in the World Constructors' Championship. Blah, blah, blah. We know what that means. But with Hamilton gone, Russell will become the most experienced Mercedes driver, which means he should be counted on to revitalize the German marque and return it to the top step of the podium. I know I'm not the only one who has had high hopes for Russell. During his tenure at Williams, Russell played a key role in keeping the team moving forward and often outperformed his more experienced teammate Robert Kubica during his rookie season and drivers like Latifi, who were simply no match. Plus, several deeply impressive drives during his junior Formula career placed him head and shoulders above the rest of the competition. But basically, she's saying that he's like, he gets close and then he chokes. He got close. There was an embarrassing car crash under safety car conditions at the Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix in 2020. There was the moment during the 2023 Spanish Grand Prix that became a meme. Russell, ever the litigator behind the wheel, called his team to ask if anyone was reporting the rain. The droplets he spotted on his own visor, though, were drops of his own sweat. She basically says he's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah. Well,
and then the picture is the picture, mm-hmm, of him doing the pose, and she's basically like, he's embarrassing.
He's embarrassing. Like, do you think Susie Wolf has like secondary embarrassment when she sees this? Like, oh my God. It's like your teenage son when you're just like, could you not?
Could you stop?
Could you stop, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It says, she says, he can be decisive behind the wheel, but as the pressure mounts, he also tends to fall apart and make risky moves that can either end his own race or harm someone else's.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's true. She does say he is so close to making magic happen. He has all the right ingredients at hand to transform into an exceptional racer, but right now he's using all the wrong amounts. It is really like he's been created like a Frankenstein's monster of like how to make the perfect race car driver.
Yes.
But because he was so manufactured that, you know, it's like an AI thing where like the language doesn't sound right. That's kind of where it is with George Russell. Like he's got all of the things. They're just not working in cohesion.
Oh my gosh. I've talked about this so much this weekend about how things on paper look amazing, but when you put them in real life, like there's like, it's missing the chemistry. And like, sometimes you just don't know, like it, sometimes chemistry outpowers all things on paper. It's George Russell doesn't have it. He doesn't have the chemistry.
He's like made in a factory. And it's like when you put him into the real world, he doesn't.
Yeah.
It's not working out.
He just thrives on the internet, and that's that's where he lives.
He does thrive in a paddock walk.
Oh, in a curated moment?
Khakis. He is kind of like an industry plant. Is that
his
what
he's coiffed hair? Yes.
He is kind of like an industry plant, and then he just can't get it all together.
Well, Susie and Toto said like George is, you know, is the epitome of Mercedes. Like he fits the profile. Like he walks the walk, he talks the talk, does things. And now look what he's gotten you.
But if he's the epitome of Mercedes, he's the epitome of this new version of Mercedes, which we've already said is like,
not that great. Great on paper. Yeah. No chemistry. So it looks like George signed the 2024-2025 extension, so a 2-year contract.
After that,
I mean, that kind of leaves, like, this would make sense.
So if maybe Sainz goes to Williams and then he waits a year.
He's going to go into the Mercedes.
Did we just put
family.
It together?
I think we did. Minute 41:22. I think we did it. I'm going to clock this for future self.
I think we've gotten to the bottom of it.
I think we just did this. Wow.
How mega mad is George going to be, though, if Carlos takes his spot? Oh, mega.
But see, oh my God, this is how it happens. Now he's going to be able to live out his villain self, his true villain self, because he's going to feel like
he's
so scorned.
And he's going to go to Aston Martin. That's when Stroll is going to say, I'm done with this. And then he's going to go to Aston Martin and he's going to become his true self.
Exactly.
Did we just write George Russell fan fiction?
We did. We just created his backstory of how he became the villain.
It's his origin story.
Exactly.
We're in the prequel right now.
Yes. We're seeing
it. Oh my gosh.
In real time.
Wow. We really just broke that down. We took a wild ride, but we got there.
Follow us for more tips, guys. We're going to be here. It's gonna be
it may take us a minute. I think that's maybe the plan. We'll see.
Yeah.
We've had many plans that have come to fruition and many that have faltered.
Also true. We're kind of 50-50 for this, so.
Yeah. We're pretty much batting the natural average.
Just wait for my visions. The vision's not there yet, but I'm sure it will come.
George. That, I feel like we just did get to the vision, though.
I think we
that
did.
That was the vision. That was the vision. I mean, I'm here for it.
I am too.
I'm sad that we don't have a race this weekend, though. I hate when they come over here and then we have to like wait for them to go
I
back.
Know. But we're going to Spain, right? Like that's the next one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, again, we say it every year. We'd really love to have both Spaniards on a podium. Let's go. Like, would
Speaking
love
of
to see it.
Spaniards aligning their forces. This is tennis, but you know, it's always adjacent. Did you see that Carlos Alcaraz and Nadal are going to play doubles together in the Olympics?
Yes.
That is mega exciting.
Mega. And it's on clay. Like,
yeah,
this is going to be.
Do you think that they'll both be at the Spanish Grand Prix? That would be also mega exciting. A real Spanish,
oh my gosh. Iconic sportsman in one place. Oh,
yeah.
Can we just hop on a plane? Can we just go?
But you know, they don't sell beer at that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember we've talked about this.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we did. You're right. We did talk about this.
You have to drink outside and then come in.
Feels like
Which is
very
so weird.
weird. Yeah, because the Spaniards love to drink. So maybe that's why. Maybe they're like, listen.
It doesn't, yeah. But then we get a real fun 3 weekends in a row. We get Spain.
Yes.
We get Austria. Yes. And then we get
Silverstone. I don't know if you
Which
can see
him
wearing
super
my.
Super exciting.
This is my Lewis Hamilton Furious Motorsport.
Jersey.
This is my jersey, but this is my Silverstone staple. I love her.
So we're like taking 1 week off, but then we're about to get into a real just
three back to back.
Yeah, which is so fun. And like kind of the heart of the season. I love the European stint of the season.
I do too. I agree.
It's just an iconic time.
Yes. Agreed. Agreed.
And we get into the fun where that weekend in British sporting. It's so exciting where they have like the British Open, Wimbledon, and Silverstone are all like so regal. Yeah.
I think that aren't there some Premier League games too that coincide? There's always some football that's going on over there.
Probably.
That
well, there's it's also like there's usually a lot of like games. I feel like too between the national teams at some point also because of like, it's the season of when they play with their
exactly. This is great.
Getting ready for the Olympics, I guess. Right?
Yeah, I was gonna say we've got Olympics, so maybe we don't have any. FIBA
but they are all playing with their national teams, I feel like, which is also some excitement.
That's always fun to watch, too.
So, anyways, we're getting into some fun European sport times.
Yes.
No football, but. Oops. But we had football.
Football.
Okay, well, do you want to close with your. You did say who was your P1, but your driver of the day for Canadian GP?
Yeah, my driver of the day for the Canadian GP is Lando Norris.
As mine too.
Yeah, he's
really the only choice.
Yeah. See? Well, I mean, honestly, Lewis had a great race. He had some great moments, and I was, you know, pretty happy with the beginning ish.
Yeah.
And then like the last couple laps ish, but everything in between, I was like,
I think Lewis.
I mean, he
would
even
say
said he was like, "This is the worst I've ever done at this track, and it was the worst drive I've ever done here." And I mean, that made me kind of sad. But
well, I think that's kind of what he's been saying this whole season, every track he goes to, though. He's kind of like, I have won here 900 times, and now this sucks. This car sucks. This sucks. Yeah. I hate it here.
And
are we
it
done
only
yet?
Has four gears, and I can't get out of it, so I can't find fifth gear in the car.
No, he hates this car so much.
Hates it. So I think Lando just had an incredible race, and if that safety car didn't happen, I'm pretty sure he would have won that race. He would have been able to keep Max at bay, but you know, as a safety car does, seems to propel Mr. Verstappen. Oh my gosh, I have to tell you, we were watching this race at a swim meet, and there was like a table of dads sitting next to us, and it was taking everything in me not to just go over there and be like, you're saying it wrong. They were like, oh, this Max Verstappen or Verstappen kid. He's so good. I'm like, well, first of all, his name isn't Verstappen, so stop it. It's not.
Is it in Germany, though? Or Austria?
So. I've never heard him say his name is Verstappen.
Yeah,
he's always said Verstappen. Nice. And even Verstappen. All the announcers say Verstappen. So I just go based upon what they say. But they were like convicted. And I'm like, you're doing it wrong. That's not how you
should have told them.
I was not into it, but I was just rolling my eyes. And Dan was like, could you not? I'm like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to watch my race.
When I was in Vegas, a guy was sitting talking about F1 with this woman next to him, and he was talking about why he didn't understand why Red Bull kept Sergio Perez. And I was like, well, did you know that he has the most, I did not say this. Did you know that he has the most endorsements of anyone in all F1? And that's why they probably keep him. But I didn't say that. I didn't say it. I kept it to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I kept it in the inside.
Right.
In the inside thoughts.
Because sometimes you just don't have the fire that you're like, oh, if we light this fire, I'm going to be here a while. And
also, Vegas is a weird place. And this was like a man and a woman next to each other that they may have been on a date. but it, that part wasn't clear. And it was also not clear if they even knew each other very well. Like, it was like they could have been on a date. They could have been work colleagues. They could have
been at a convention at the same
time. They could have just sat down next to each other and met. Right. Like, I was really confused as to the level of knowledge between the two of them, like how well they knew each other. So it felt, I was too busy trying to figure out who and what they were.
Oh my gosh. I will be honest with you. Nothing excites me more than when I go out to dinner with girlfriends and this is what we do. Like, we create scenarios on like why people are with each other of like, ooh, do you think this is a first date? Or like, oh, they're definitely getting a divorce. Like, how angry they are at each other. Like, yeah. It's just safe. We should probably find better things to do with our time, but I find it.
Well, in Vegas, you can also be like, is that, you can also do the like wife, daughter escort. Like,
ooh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, which one is it? You know, and that's a whole other fun activity to try.
Might actually translate into Formula One more so than we know.
Oh, for sure. That's why I want to go to the Vegas F1 race, too, because you could do wife, daughter escort all day long.
Hmm. Speaking of escorts, the photo of Rebecca and Carlos. I posted it in our stories and I was like, Carlos, blink twice if you need help, because he just looks miserable. And she's over there just like, you know, loving life. And he is like not loving any of it. I'm like, oh, he needs out. He needs out.
Yeah. All the footage of them isn't great. Like, every time they show pictures of them kissing, he's like eyes are open and he's looking the other way and stuff. And
I don't
not
like
my sweet Charles, who posted a lovely story of his beautiful, beautiful, sweet girlfriend and sweet, sweet baby Leo. She was like sleeping and cuddled, and that was giving real love and affection. She's also they're so young, but yeah. It was giving true love.
It's adorable. I'm here for it. It took me a while because, you know, I love.
Yeah, we love Charlotte.
We love Charlotte. She's queen. She does great. But, you know, I've moved on. And I understand, but he looks happy.
He's happy. Like, there's joy behind his eyes.
She looks like she is a great dog mom. So I'm here for this. And, you know, if that's the joy and the spark, then thank you for your service. thank you so much. But
yeah,
I would
but
also,
Rebecca and Carlos do seem a little.
There's no joy.
Lost in translation.
Yes. I think. And, you know, we've heard these rumors before about her being an escort. I mean, she dated. What was his name? Logan Paul.
She did. But yeah. We've also heard that just the rumors that this is like a PR romance.
Yeah.
But it just feels like it's gone on so long.
I know. For it to be PR, I feel like we should have broken up by now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Do you think she's going to go to Mallorca with the family?
With the family? What is she going to talk to them about at that beautiful table?
I don't know.
Does she speak Spanish? She has to, right?
I don't know. International lady of mystery, I would imagine she speaks more than one language.
She has to speak Spanish, right? You can't go to Mallorca with the family and not speak Spanish.
Mama signs would tear her apart.
Cousin Carlos can't stand for that, right? Like, I need Cousin Carlos's thoughts on this.
Oh, can we get him on the show? Like, if there's, that would be really the only guest we ever need. Just be like, Carlos.
It's almost his time to shine. It's the Spanish Grand Prix. So he's going to be out.
I need him in his little puffer vest, with his little glasses, making notes. This is what I need. Mm-hmm. That's what I need.
Yeah. I don't know about that relationship. That relationship is not P1 for me, but.
No. Oh, have you seen these little rumors on the interwebs with Kelly Piquet and Max?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody deserves death threats. I'll be honest. Like, I
no.
You, know, you can
also
wish,
calm down, people.
Right. Like,
get a life.
Stop. Just stop. There's no need to be rude. I mean, we haven't seen her at the track. I can't remember the last time we've seen her at the track.
We saw her.
Was she in Monaco? I didn't see her in Monaco.
I wouldn't see her in Monaco, but I'm sure she was there. Don't they live there? But I feel like we saw her like right before that.
Okay.
She's been there.
Yeah, I know
feel like
she's
this
been
always
there.
Happens too. Yeah. Like, we're always like, oh, she's not there all the time. And I'm like, well, the guy wins every single time. She's got a daughter and her daughter's getting older now too. Like, she's, you know, got her own things. And
True story. Yeah.
I'm also just like, let Kelly live. She's a beautiful, stunning, amazing queen.
I know. She got her own things. She's busy.
She's a businesswoman in her own right. She's doing her own deals. She's like, has all those fancy jewelry brands.
Yeah.
I think she's doing some skincare stuff. She may be just having to do her own business.
I did learn, because I didn't know this before, but Pat Bowe, the designer, she is Brazilian, and Kelly and her are buddies. So I'm like, huh.
Of course they are. Probably beautiful, why stunning, wouldn't you be? Rich Brazilian people are all friends. Like,
they're fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Leave Kelly alone.
Yeah. She doesn't deserve that. No, none of them deserve. I mean, I know we were giving Rebecca a hard time, but that's just because she looks like she's not bringing joy.
We're not. Yeah, we're not into attacking the relationship. Her, and I would. Yeah. We're not obviously not wishing death.
Like, no,
would never.
No.
Yeah, and listen, like Kelly's little story. I am far from perfect, but I do take pride in my values, morals, and manners. Let that be clear. As a human being, the comments and hate affect me and the people around me deeply. I hope this serves as a reminder for people to verify online content before making threats. Leave her alone. Like, also, you don't know these people. So if you want to just gossip with your friends, that's fine. Like, we
leave it off the internet. Like, yeah.
Yeah, leave them alone. Also, gossiping is one thing. Like, hateful.
Yes. Like, hate speech. That's, we don't tolerate.
Threats about against somebody's life are a totally other. Like, calm down and leave her and her daughter alone. And
yeah.
She's out here doing work. Like, she was celebrating World Ocean Day, and you know this was definitely sponsored. She didn't tag it as such, but you know, this is sponsored content. She's doing the most. And she was with Lacoste at Roland Garros. Like, she's working.
She's working. She's working.
That's also sponsored. Like, the girl is out here trying to make her own money. So, and be beautiful. Like, all of us are out here trying to make money, but also not looking like Kelly Piquet. So let her leave her alone.
Yes.
We could never.
We could never. We're not being asked to go anywhere. Like,
people need to calm down about that. Calm down. But also, Carlos, blink twice if you're okay. Because if you are okay, maybe they just, that's maybe they're just, you know.
Maybe that's okay for them. There. I don't know. It just maybe she's waiting to see what contract he signs.
Yeah, for sure. It just feels off after, you know, the true loves of Issa and Carlos.
I know. That is hard. And she seems to have moved on. She's found some singer.
She has?
Yeah, he's
a, I love that you're keeping up with Issa.
I'm always keeping up with my girl Issa. She's on this. Okay, so last week, Issa and Rebecca were at the L Spanish Awards. Like, there were some, like, style awards, and they were at the same place at the same time. And I was like, what if they were in the bathroom at the same
bathroom
place
at the same time? That's what I was just thinking.
I mean, you hope you had your squad with you so it was less uncomfortable. But, like, if it was a solo moment.
Nothing worse than coming out of a stall. Awkward city.
So much awkwardness. Like.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Rebecca just seems to me like a little bit robotic, and I think that's why we're all having a little trouble with her.
She looks like George Russell. Like, this is why I can't get on board with her, because when I see her, she looks like that Cullen guy from Peaky Blinders, who I also think looks like George Russell. So, like, they all three look like a variation of each other.
Cillian Murphy?
Yeah, that's the one, not Cullen. Sorry. You know I love to pronounce things that aren't right.
Culligan. I was like, are you talking Culligan, about the Twilight people? Like, where are you going?
No, not this? Him. Yeah, but I think that she looks like George Russell.
I mean, maybe they're the same person.
I mean, AI does weird things, you know?
Okay. Well, do you want to give a recap on the standings? Or wait,
Sorry.
Since you're the queen of the.
I'm actually not. You know who's the queen that
fantasy
runs
formula
is Ruby Jane. She's the running fantasy. She does really well in this. Okay, so currently we have why are you not doing this? Okay. Overall, we have Take a Stroll. What's the Racing Point? DeVries, Dyson, and Doors by Gunther Steiner are all 1, 2, 3, and 4. So they have stayed the same. And Box, Becky Box, she's back. She's in the top 5. So
a queen.
A queen. And then
we love to hear it.
Yeah, I know. We haven't seen her in a bit. And then for this race, we had first place went to Boho F1 Machine. Second place was Bring the Hammer. Third place, Lewis in Red.
A beautiful thing.
A beautiful
thing. I can't wait to see Lewis in Red.
I know.
It's getting closer.
You guys, I can't show you my closet right now, but I'm secretly buying more red. And it's, wow. It's a color that's, you know, being offered on every site right now. So it's a trending color, but it's also like subconsciously, I'm like,
You're drawn to
red.
It. Yeah. You're coming over to the good, to the light.
To the red side.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great place. Full of joy. Well, not really.
Until it sets your heart on fire.
Yeah. But like in our core, in our spirits, it's a place ready for joy.
Yes.
You know, we're just always awaiting good times. And in the meantime, it's just, you know, pasta and wine and
I don't hate any of those things. Yeah, yeah. All three of those things bring me joy.
Yeah.
It's great.
What's not to love? Well, if you love F1 and us, make sure you're following us on all of the social media platforms, including Instagram, F1 Push Push, and TikTok, F1 Push Push. I think I'm getting back into my F1 social media era, so stay tuned.
Yes, we've missed you. Well, I can always tell when Danielle takes a break from the socials on F1. I'm like, oh, it's just funny when she's here.
Overextended.
I know. You're a busy girl. I know.
I'm so overextended. But yeah, I feel like I'm returning. This is the summer is my love language of F1. So I will be there. And if your love language is talking about F1 and listening to us, we would love if you would leave us a little note wherever you listen to podcasts, because it would make us happier than our Carlos Sainz to Williams to Mercedes dreams coming true. And until next time, push, push.
Caesars Sportsbook is the only sportsbook app with Caesars rewards. That means win or lose, every bet you place brings you closer to the type of perks only Caesars can offer. So download the app using promo code RadioDYW. Place your first bet of $1 or more for a chance to double your winnings on your next 10 bets. Open to new users in Tennessee who are 21 or older. Max bet of $25 for doubled winnings. Max, additional winnings of $2,500 per bet. Profit boost tokens expire 14 days after receipt. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.